Daang-daang katao mula sa mga komunidad katutubo mula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo ang kakatapos lamang na magpulong sa New York noong nakaraang linggo upang talakay ng mga isyu na nakakaapekto sa kanila. Ayon sa United Nations, tinatayang nasa 370 milyon ang mga katutubo sa buong mundo. Sinabi ng Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, ang kabuhayan ng maraming katutubo ay nasa ilalim ng pagbabanta.
Indigenous peoples are increasingly being drawn into conflicts over their lands, resources, and rights. Lasting peace requires that indigenous peoples have access to cultural, social, and economic justice.
Si Brian Monogiay ay mula sa Fire Clan ng mga katutubong Hopi ng Hilagang Silangang Arizona sa Estados Unidos. Sinabi niya, maraming pamahalaan ang nagpapawaya sa kalagayan ng mga katutubo.
We're here fighting for the rights of indigenous peoples. We're fighting all these world governments and we're trying to come together to tell these government agencies that are here that we as indigenous peoples feel like that we have the right to live the way we want to live. You know, because a lot of the times these government agencies who are in our homelands don't necessarily have the best interests of our peoples. And they don't take that into account. When they make a decision, it affects us greatly. You know, so there's a lot of things that take place that we don't agree with because it goes against, for us, I guess, natural law. You know, because we believe that we come from the earth, we're earth people.
Si Robin Minthorn ay mula sa tribong Kiowa ng Oklahoma sa US. Sinabi niya, ang mga mas nakakabatang kababaihang katutubo ay higit na na-expose sa mga hamon na nagbubuhat mula sa kapabayaan ng pamahalaan sa mga isyong pangkatutubo sa Estados Unidos.
Home care, home takers of their communities, of their elders, of their parents, and then as well as navigating and negotiating the workspace. But one of the main things is just the sacredness that we understand that Native women hold. And so to be able to understand that, but then yet to not protect them legally. So there's a lot of legal jurisdictions that are still being negotiated between tribal nations and between the United States.
Si Raja Devashis Roy, ang pinuno ng etnikong Chakma, isang katutubong grupo sa Bangladesh. Sinabi niya, maraming katutubong kultura ang nasa panganib na mawala kapag hindi namuhuna ng mga pamahalaan upang ipreserba ang mga ito.
We have our own languages and it's only recently that the government has agreed to have mother tongue education at the primary level. But you still don't have education on language and our culture in the national curriculum. So Bangladesh is a multi-ethnic country, although the vast majority are Bengali speaking or belong to the Islamic faith. But there are also people who don't speak Bengali who are not Muslim. And so despite some minor constitutional developments, we don't have implementation of those areas which would enable us to practice and revitalize our culture.
Umaasa siya na ilan sa mga kalalabasan mula sa pagpupulong ay madala sa mga pamahalaan ng bawat isang bansa.
Both can complement each other. So if I give you an example, if you have a good recommendation from the Permanent Forum asking the government to do this, implement the agreement or recognize the language rights or resolve our land disputes, it's not going to just happen because that paragraph was taken, resolved by the forum. What we have to do is really engage in, well, politics, in advocacy, we go to the media, we speak to the political leaders and civil society and seek their support to mobilize the government to do what, say, the forum or other such international process is asking the government to do.